It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter.
I don't give a screw.
Yay.
Does it sound like my dauber's down a little bit today?
Maybe a little.
Why would my dauber be down? I mean, how many episodes of this show have I done? I think I've done about 170 episodes of Wisecrackin' with Winter. You know, and that's just guessing. Not sure. It's about 170. 170 episodes. And I don't think I've ever been down for one. Not when the Capitol got invaded. Not when Trump won the White House. Not when one of the various hurricanes raged across the United States and destroyed everything.
But today is a special
but
day.
But today is a special day that ends in Y. Do you want to know what? Do you want to know why?
Everyone wants to know why.
Why is your dauber down, Mike? Why? Everybody is on pins and needles. It's because I made a stupid bet. Mm-hmm. Now, as you all know, on the last episode, I made a bet with Victoria on the Kansas City game. The bet was, if I lost, which I rarely ever do, because I'm badass.
Oh my gosh.
I would eat green beans on my show, not just a green bean.
And on Facebook Live. On top of it.
Entire can of green beans.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that today. Why?
Yeah.
Because I don't welch on bets. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yay.
We're all very proud of the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
And you have an audience because there's two 15-year-olds here who can't wait to watch you do this.
Who else is here for this very momentous occasion? My daughter.
That's right.
Hi.
And Victoria's son.
Hi.
I made it very clear many, many, many times to my daughter over her young life that I would never eat a green bean. I won't eat it on a plane. I won't eat it on a train. I do not like green beans. I do not like them like I am.
And they're here to cheer you on. Or so, to make fun of you.
Yes, today's episode is we're going to talk about getting over foods you don't like and eating them anyway.
And listen to him throw up.
Yes.
Ooh, do we have a trash can?
He just touched the bowl of green beans. He's never done that in his life.
No, I've hated green beans ever since the tender age of probably six. So since 1980, I have never had a full serving of green beans because they make me physically sick.
Hey, Emma, we need a trash can because this is going to get good.
Got it. Oh, it's all full of Christmas decor.
Oh, that's a good spot for Christmas decor most of the time, right? I think so.
Yeah.
So what is this article that we should listen to about getting over foods you don't like?
I think that you're maybe like trying to put this off, right?
Oh, I will get to it. It's going to be on Facebook Live.
The longer you
shortly.
Wait. Because you made me prepare them for you.
Uh-huh.
Which meant I put them in the microwave.
Oh, God.
And put a little salt and pepper
They're
on
just
them.
Sitting there. They're just sitting there in a bowl. It's an entire can. An entire can. Nobody needs an entire can of green beans. Who eats an entire can of green beans?
All three of us.
Nobody does. Nobody does. There's no reason to eat that. Who needs that much?
But the longer you wait, the colder they get. And it's cold down here.
Oh, I can't even look at them. They just sit there.
Yeah, and as you eat them, I can talk to you about how to train yourself to like foods you hate.
Yeah. Is that really going to work?
Yeah.
No, because you're a stubborn ass.
Yeah, no shit.
So, do you want me to start eating these as you're reading the article? Because you won the bet, so you get to decide the terms.
I am going to let the 15-year-olds decide, because they're in charge of everything, as we well know.
Emma, you're my kid. You love me. What say you?
I think she should read what you should do first, and then you should follow the rules. But I need Tyler's opinion.
We're sharing mics here. Speak up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a man of many
That's
words.
The most you get out of 15-year-olds these days, normally. Emma, you know, she has a little more practice hosting the show, but hey, good job.
Tyler has a little performance anxiety.
Right. Happens to the best of us. Say that.
Okay. It says if you're a picky eater, or even if you've just heard a lot about the merits of foods you hate, like mushrooms or spinach or green beans, there are great merits to green beans.
Name one single merit.
They have lots and lots of vitamins in there. They're greens. You should be eating them.
There's all kinds of green things you can
eat.
Well,
it says...
You could eat lettuce.
This says there's good news. It's perfectly possible to hack your taste buds and grow to love the foods that you currently loathe. Picky eating habits often emerge in childhood when many children go through a phase called the neophobic period, where they hate anything new. During this period, introducing new foods to a kid will garner a very upset response. And if parents don't push the issue, neophobic kids can grow into fussy eaters. So my question for you is, did you eat green beans before you were six?
I did. I think what I used to do is mix them into like mashed potatoes so I wouldn't have to taste them even then. But, you know, my mom's not around anymore. God bless her soul. But she used to say that as a toddler, I absolutely loved green beans. That, you know why? Because toddlers don't know. Toddlers just grab and put stuff in their face. That's what toddlers do. They don't even look at it.
By the time, like when I was a baby, as a baby, I wouldn't eat eggs. I've never liked eggs. So maybe this is something like you were just trying to control your world and decided you didn't like green beans. It says, if that's you, brace yourself because your uptight tongue is absolutely ready to be rocked.
Rocked?
You just need a little strategy.
How do you get rid of a gag reflex? Is that in that article too?
We can't talk about that. My kid's here. The science of taste buds is still developing, but the existing research supports the idea that most people can change our taste preferences. There are really only two factors that could stand in the way of you rewiring your palate. Genetics and whether you're a super taster.
What's a super taster? Is that somebody that's like a sommelier?
It says a small subsection of the population are super tasters, meaning that they have taste buds that are exceptionally sensitive to bitter tastes, including green vegetables and coffee. And you drink coffee, so that's not you. Little research has been done on whether it's possible to change the super taster's taste buds, but it looks unlikely. But even if you're not a super taster, genetics can play a role in your food preferences.
I think I have the genetics of most German people that don't want to eat green beans. You know what Germans like? They like sauerkraut and being angry. Ugh. There's nothing in there about green beans, Fraulein. Uh-huh. Nothing. That's my genetic whatever disposition.
Well, guess what?
And that's why I don't like it.
You're going to eat it anyway. You bet against the Chiefs. You should have never done it.
Get to the... Should I try a forkful of this? Do you need a light on?
Ugh.
Okay.
So we're recording this on Facebook Live, and he's complaining.
Two viewers.
Wow.
Two viewers.
It's on Facebook Live.
It says, so whether you want to learn to like vegetables.
Get a shot of the sign. Get a shot of the sign over there. Oh, I got to eat it now?
You're going to take your first bite, and then I'll tell you some more.
I haven't ate these in 30 years.
You have eight viewers.
I can't stand green beans. I fucking hate green beans.
Okay.
I'm never, ever going to bet against the Chiefs again.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Here we go.
You're going to eat that whole thing. Take a nice big forkful. I'm going to explain this to you. He's got about...
Now there's room in the garbage can. Why can't you put a different bag in it?
So right now he's complaining so that he doesn't have to do it. My son is stepping on the garbage can to try to make more room. That's what he does at our house, too.
All right.
All right, there's about six green beans on this fork.
Point the camera, otherwise I'm not going to bother.
He's getting ready to take a giant bite.
All right.
One, two, three. Oh, look at him go. And he's already having an issue. Swallow it. Just swallow. Look at him go. There is a lot left.
We got 17 viewers.
He's crying. Now he's crying.
Keep going with the article on how I can mentally. There's like got to be like some kind of a Navy SEAL thing to like mentally get past this.
I will tell you a little trick after you have four more bites.
That's not fair.
But this says, so whether you want to learn.
I know Jenny's watching this.
So whether you want to learn to like vegetables or just adjust your mother-in-law's weirdly sour desserts, here's a five-step.
There's nothing on me. Nothing. There's salt like and pepper. Salt and pepper.
Well, no, you're eating green beans, like green beans. It says there's a five-step plan for hacking your palate.
Are you going to let me know what that is?
I don't know. Are you going to keep eating your green beans? Eat them like a big boy. Come on. First step is exposure. Down the hatch. There's another bite. If you want to learn to like a new food, at first, you have to just eat it. While there are ways to make off-putting foods more palatable, exposure is the only surefire way to make yourself like something. It says we're creatures of habit. Hey, did I say you could take drinks after your food, or did I just tell you you had to?
Can you show me a little mercy? A little
wait,
mercy.
Wait, time out.
I'm sorry? I don't care.
Yeah, I said that you have showed no mercy
this
to me.
Bite number three.
When I drank that giant bottle of Coke, you didn't even let me leave the table.
It was regular Coke.
I had to drink
Coke.
It all.
It was regular Coke.
It was so gross. Bite number three. Ooh, there's like 12 beans on this one. Look at that giant, delicious bite.
The last time I ate this many green beans, I got sick.
Oh, well, you're doing a good job. We're very proud of you. Put them in your mouth. Let's go. So
my absolute worst.
Come on.
So this says you need to just keep repeating this whole green bean exposure. You're not going to start liking them, Michael, until you eat them often.
Mm-hmm.
Says this line of thinking has been backed up by numerous studies. Children need to be exposed to a new food at least 15 times.
I'm not a
times.
Child. I'm grown. I'm 46 years old.
You sound like a child right now.
No.
You had them since I was a child.
You have a few childlike tendencies.
This is the worst ever. I don't know how anybody eats this shit. I really don't.
It says before they start to adjust to it, according to Psychology Today, adults are forced onto low-sodium diets for medical reasons have reported that lower-salt foods taste different and less bland after several weeks. So all we need to do is serve you a can of green beans every day for a couple weeks.
If I made a bet like that, and I'll switch back, Emma. If I made a bet like that every week and lost a bet like that every week on the Chiefs, then I'd eat a can of this.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to make a bet like this again.
Hell no.
This is bite number... Are we on four now?
We're on four.
Bite number four, down the hatch.
It's the worst.
Here comes the choo-choo train.
Are you kids learning a lesson not to be a Welch?
They're learning a lesson not to place bets with the master of...
There you go.
Yum. Look at you. You're doing such a good job. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you're feeling right now with that mouthful.
I feel sick.
Do you?
I swear to God, I feel sick.
People are really enjoying this. But you're not very funny because you're so focused on
I can't be funny. I can't be on eating this.
Talking is funny.
I think it's great.
You think it's great?
I do.
The people online think it's great.
It. That's right.
They think you're being such a little baby.
A baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Eat them and not be a Sally.
Everybody out there on Facebook world and on people that just listen to my podcast or whatever, everybody has a food they won't eat.
Yes. And you know what? You told me about this food on our first date.
Yes. So what does that tell you? It's that important to me on my first date with you that don't ever make me this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look at what you're eating tonight.
I made you green beans.
And you're eating
His
them.
His bet was that the Chiefs would lose.
I bet
he thought that the Chiefs would lose.
I took the Buffalo Bills to cover by three. The Bills
Not
got blown
us.
Out. With her, bet. I made a straight up bet.
That was the bet.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're getting bigger and bigger. Look at those bites. Good job. I'm so proud of you. There he goes. Another bite.
No, I'm not even close.
He's about halfway through. He still has half to do.
Keep going with something because I'm not performing.
It says adjustment using liked tastes. If you really hate a food, there's one fairly simple and reliable trick for making you like it more. Combine it with a nice taste, and you'll eventually begin to appreciate the hated food on its
own. What's the nice taste?
I don't know. What do you like to eat?
Your sister's wondering, do you not know the plug your nose trick?
No, not. Shh.
I know the plug your nose trick, but plugging your nose would be cheating.
That is right. He is not.
I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to get through this. But we got to keep saying things that are entertaining other than me eating this.
Good. We're on bite number five.
Six? Five?
Are we on five or six? See if somebody knows.
Anybody know what bite we're on? We start, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I think we're on.
I think this is five.
I don't know.
So I got to imagine that it's something that I like.
Right now you have to imagine it's something you like. But it says if you combine it with a nice taste, you will eventually begin to appreciate the hated food on its own.
All right. You know what? I'm going to combine it with bacon in my mind.
Because
that'll work.
It says, once again, we're talking about kids. Science magazine reported it in 2013.
Oh God!
He just took another bite.
That's six.
I don't like it anymore.
It says It says that children who were introduced to sweetened broccoli gradually began to like the actual taste of broccoli better.
They do not.
So we could throw a little bit of sugar on these green beans.
No, that would make it worse.
Oh, gross.
Kids like it when you do it to broccoli. Broccoli is what I had for dinner tonight. It was
delicious.
I like
broccoli. Broccoli's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're talking about green beans.
Where do they even grow these things?
No, they grow on a vine.
Oh, well, that's
grown
a,
like
they probably grow in a state that I don't like. I bet
Iowa?
You they grow it in Wisconsin.
Oh, watch that fork!
I bet they're all grown in Wisconsin.
It says not everything can be covered in sugar. Find other tastes and seasonings that you like: soy, cinnamon, garlic, anything strong but not totally overwhelming. Pair it with your green beans, and you'll start to learn to like them.
Why would I bother? It like seems like so much work.
Because I like green beans,
so
and
eat
I like
them.
To cook them. And the last time I cooked green beans, you told me that you were going to throw up just looking at them.
My sister even knows better to not make these things. You know what?
Wait a minute. Whoa, my sister knows better than
she
to
knows
not
better
make
that
them.
I will not eat it if it's served.
Sometimes we don't care. You can just look at them.
I'll take a green bean.
Oh, no. Nope. It's my cross to bear, right?
Right.
This is why we...
this is why we
don't bet. This reminds me a lot of my nephew that made a bet with me.
Ooh.
They're both on.
Oh, are they?
They are.
See, this is how you come through with a bet. See, I lost a bet, and now I'm having to eat this. That's what happens when you lose a bet.
Has he paid you yet?
He has not paid me yet.
Which one?
Oh, wait. He's paid $10 of it to me.
Josephina?
Yes. My nephew made a bet with me over the president.
Yeah.
He bet on the race with me. He lost. Still waiting for that money.
What the hell?
Another bite. Bite number six.
So f***ing bad. So f***ing bad.
Maybe you should just shovel them all
I'm
in.
I'm thinking, what if I just...
You have no reaction.
I'm gagging.
Ooh, and he's starting to get an attitude, too.
Well, it's a whole can.
It is a whole can. It's so good for you. Think of all those vitamins and minerals you're getting. Think of how healthy you're going to be now.
But can we talk about something else? Can we talk about the Super Bowl?
Let's talk about the Super Bowl while you eat green beans.
The Super Bowl is coming up.
It is?
And
guess who's going to be playing?
It's going to be your Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you want to bet on that game,
against
too?
Tampa Brady. I'm so used to saying the Tampa Brady Buccaneers.
Uh-huh. That's who they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like and why?
I think I like the Chiefs.
Deep analysis. Go.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my sports analyst over here. He'll tell you why. I have my own sports analysis.
Oh, you do?
In my house. And there's bite number seven.
That was for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you take another bite with me missing?
I did.
Wow.
You know what? It's all being filmed.
Is that bite number seven now? Okay.
Okay. So a deep dive on why the Kansas City Chiefs are going to beat the Tampa Brady Buccaneers. I'm sick of trying to say it right.
The Chiefs have like two really good receivers in like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
they both had like over 100 yards in the AFC Championship against the really good defense of the Buffalo Bills. I think Travis Kelce's leading the league in receiving, isn't he? I think he is.
Just receiving as a tight end, he's leading the entire league?
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill is like over, like, I think, 1,100 yards this year. And we have like four starting caliber running backs. And like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Le'Veon Bell.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a joke.
He's my favorite player in the NFL.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a joke.
They have Darrell Williams. He is a joke. Darwin Thompson. All of those players, they're like all starting caliber. All starting caliber running backs. And
by the way, he was trying to throw away the green beans. We're not letting that
I was
happen.
Just doing that for the sake of good television.
We also have like the best quarterback in the league.
There you go. And that's why Kansas City.
Why is
he
the best
win.
Quarterback in the league? He can't even take a hit. He got hit once and he was out for like almost a week.
Oh, don't even start.
Well, am I wrong? Am I right?
Yeah.
Who's been playing for 20 years?
Yes,
Tom Brady. Who's been to the Super Bowl 10 years, well, not in a row,
who's
but 10 times?
For like a quarter of his career?
Well, you can't cover your mouth, though.
Yeah, he says who's been hurt for a quarter of his career.
Not Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay. So are you saying that we're going to have another bet? Is that what we're
doing?
I'm
going to have another bite.
Okay, bite number 8.
I think it's 9.
It's
is
not
that 9?
Getting any better.
I think it is 9.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we're really proud of you.
Zach wants you to talk about the Blackhawks.
The Chicago Blackhawks?
Yep.
That has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay, my deep dive analysis, I will get to the Chicago Blackhawks. My deep dive analysis on the Super Bowl is this. Does anybody know what the spread is yet? I bet it's not more than 3.
No, I think it's always 3.
3.
Isn't it?
Tampa Bay wins. Here's why. They got a lot stronger defense than the Buffalo Bills. And you just cannot count Tom Brady out of any game. I don't care who they're playing. Tom Brady always finds a way to win big games. My father made the mistake of betting against Tom Brady with me a few years ago. We bet $100. He bet against the Patriots. The Patriots were down, I think, 27 points at halftime against the Atlanta Falcons. The Patriots came back and won. Do you really think the Kansas City Chiefs, you don't think they're like even a little bit scared going against Brady in the Super Bowl just because it's Tom Brady,
right?
And he's the greatest of all time?
They call this game the GOAT versus the kid. And I have the spread here.
Is it
number
10?
10. That was just number 10. He's almost done.
What's the spread?
Chiefs by 3.
Well, okay.
It's always 3. I don't know if I've seen a Super Bowl that didn't say 3.
Oh my god, I fucking hate those so much.
It says that the two teams actually faced off in Tampa in week 12. The Chiefs came out on top 27-24.
It doesn't matter though, because that was regular season. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
It says, listen to this, speaking of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It says Brady and the Bucks got back to the game. Tampa Bay scored 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Kansas City's offense were able to run out the clock and escape with a victory.
Huh.
Yep. Talks about Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. They seem to think.
How many people are still watching?
6.
6. If you're tired of the Kansas City Chiefs, raise your hand.
Oh, my gosh. They won one Super Bowl.
No, come on. If you're tired of State Farm commercials with Patrick Mahomes, please raise your hand.
Ugh.
If you're tired of seeing Patrick Mahomes in any kind of commercial, raise your hand.
I can't see that many women would raise their hands.
Oh, my God. I think an overwhelming amount of women would raise their hands. They are sick to death of Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
he's
overexposed. I'm tired of hearing about the Vikings.
We're not talking about the Vikings.
Zach,
I know.
Kirk is better than both of them.
Patrick Mahomes is overexposed.
Oh, my God.
And
goodness.
That's a problem. And that's why Brady never did that many commercials. Right?
Okay, eat your green
beans. He did like 2 commercials.
Well, then let's bet on this game.
I'm not ready to bet yet.
Oh.
I'm not ready to bet yet.
Yeah.
No.
My 15-year-old's tearing apart the basement.
Oh, okay. Well,
the
I am
fun
not.
House.
No. What else did Zach want to talk about the Chicago Blackhawks?
He just said Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks are going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
You think so?
Yeah, here's why.
Okay, can't wait, because you're so good at all of these.
They've got...
He has no answer.
Taves, they've got Kane. They don't have Crawford anymore. But they've, I don't know, it's just, they're winners.
You need to
the
have
thing about
bite.
Winners is winners win. And this ties right back into the
and
Tampa
you lost.
Bay thing.
You lost, have a bite.
Yeah,
bite 11. See, it's getting easier every single bite you take.
See, what? It's not. It's not getting any better.
So good.
Now they're cold.
You're right. They are because you wasted too much time.
They're cold and they're seedy.
Seedy?
There's like green bean seeds.
Isn't it you that thought those were peas?
What? Who no, there's like green bean.
That was Tyler. Tyler what? Thought that the bean or the seeds inside the beans were peas.
I would rather go to a Wild game and wear a Wild jersey and sit in the stands and scream my head off every time the Wild scored against the Blackhawks, then eat another can of this.
You went to a Wild game with me.
I
you didn't
did.
Complain once. So, of course, you would rather it, do
they
it.
Weren't playing the Blackhawks.
You went with me and you didn't complain.
They were not
See?
Playing the Blackhawks.
We went to a Blackhawks game.
I would rather go to a Green Bay Packer game and root against the Vikings in a Packers jersey than eat another can of this.
But you're doing
I'm
such
serious.
A good job.
I am 100% full real.
You haven't thrown up. You haven't even gagged. You're doing such a good job. We're going to have another can.
No, I'm not. Not unless I lose a bet.
Yeah, well, we'll be placing another
this
bet.
This is the most amount of green beans I have ate in my life.
In your life.
In my lifetime. Huh. My sister, if she's still bothering to watch this mess, will agree. She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma, what number is that?
12, I think.
Bite number 12 down the hatch.
Zach wants you to look up the Hawks record real quick.
I could have somebody do it.
Our sports kid sitting here will look that up.
The Wild are garbage. If you're a Wild fan, they're not going to win. They're not going to win the Stanley Cup. They're not going to do anything.
I don't know anything about hockey,
well,
so I can't help you with
people that.
That
really know something about hockey know that the
that you're the best ever.
That the Wild are no, that just that the Wild are perennial losers. Oh. They're always going to be losers,
kind of like the Timberwolves.
Yes, a lot like the Timberwolves.
The Blackhawks are 6-2. Oh, what is this? A wins 2-3.
Oh, what's okay? What was like 5 games this season? How many ties? How many
what is OTL?
Overtime loss.
Oh, one. Overtime
how many
loss?
Points do they have? It should be on the far right corner. This is it.
Points, 5.
No, that's not it. You got to lick the...
I'm not licking a bowl.
Ooh, lick. We got to have a picture of that. You got to lick the bowl. You got to eat it
I
all.
I am not licking a bowl.
You ooh, you are. You have to
wrong.
Eat every
wrong.
Last bite of that
wrong.
Deliciousness. Oh, no, right.
I you didn't make are. You like...
You made me drink the whole thing.
Okay, I ate
you
the whole
were,
thing.
You were laughing as I was gagging, as I was belching. You were laughing. You thought it was great.
I was a total man about it. I mean, look, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Gone. Is that gone enough for you?
I think there's a little bit in that corner.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
Use
now.
Your finger.
Come on.
I got a fork for that.
Mm.
Are we animals?
We
I
are.
Don't think we're animals.
One last little bite
even,
there.
I know animals don't even eat this.
Hold on. We're going to take a picture.
Rabbits do.
Rabbits?
Ooh, your pet rabbit outside. We should talk about your rabbit since you don't have a pet. Wait, hold the bowl. Let's take a picture.
Okay. Get your picture.
Yay. There you go. He's such a big boy. He does such a good job.
Take it.
It's done. Last bite. Bet is over now. It's time to talk about the next one.
I don't know if I'm ready to bet yet.
Yeah. You're pretty sure that the Chiefs are going to lose, right? You're pretty confident?
I think, yeah, I'm confident that Tampa Bay wins.
Okay, how confident are you?
Confident enough. I'm not betting the green bean thing again.
Hmm.
For the rest of my natural life, I will never eat that many green beans again the rest of my life.
Okay, I'll remember that.
That's over.
Yeah, until you go to the nursing home and they feed you green beans.
You know
and your
what?
Brain is mush.
Then I will bring cyanide with me and I will put myself out.
Your brain will be jello.
I'll give my daughter permission to pull the effing plug.
Oh, yeah.
You can pull the plug if I'm laying in the nursing home, can't fend for myself, going in my own pants, and you see your poor, beloved father sitting there having to be spoon-fed green beans. You know what? You can put a foot on the oxygen tube because it's a wrap.
Emma.
It's a good run.
Unless it's me feeding him the green beans, then we'll just take pictures.
No, it's a wrap.
These are good filters.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Okay, so no green beans.
No, I don't know what to bet.
Huh. Tyler, what should...
You don't want to bet money.
Nope,
because
no money.
This is more fun.
What are we going to bet?
A hot pepper bet.
Oh, you have to talk louder. They can't hear you.
You got to speak way up.
Or put your face right here in the mic.
How about this? The Chiefs win...
Look at the mic. Just
look
at it.
Don't look at him.
A hot pepper. But if they lose, I will.
Ooh, my kid's taking
it. So you
want to
bet between me. Let's do it. Is it even up or is there like a spread?
It's even just, up.
I don't even get 3 points.
Nope. You don't get 3 points.
Is it gonna,
no,
kind of
we are not. That is not how we bet.
Yeah, we got to establish what
we're
kind
not
of pepper.
Doing. We're not doing.
Oh, no, that's a pussy one. You got to do like Carolina Reaper type of stuff.
No, we're not doing Carolina Reaper because I'm not taking my kid to the ER to get it out of his.
What's a decent? I mean, is there anybody left watching? Okay, is there somebody that's watching on Facebook Live? Go ahead and give me an idea for a pepper to eat that won't like hurt me. Anybody have any ideas out there? Nothing. What about a ghost pepper?
Where do we even find ghost peppers? Online. Why don't we just go to the store together and we'll get the warmest one we can.
What about
buy
a habanero?
Okay, habanero works.
With sriracha?
Ooh.
Like dipped in sriracha? Like,
habanero dipped in sriracha.
One entire habanero dipped in sriracha. Are you okay with those terms? He's okay.
Okay. My kid says
all
okay.
All right. Then I have a new bet. It's made it on Facebook. The Tampa Bay Brady Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Cheating
Mahomes.
Chiefs.
Oh, the Mahomes.
If I lose, I will eat a habanero pepper dipped in sriracha on the show on Facebook Live. But if I lose, Tyler, you will be eating that pepper in your mom's seat right there. On Facebook Live for everybody to watch in your Mahomes jersey. Deal? We'll put a bib on or something so you don't stain it. But you'll wear the jersey.
We're not ruining the Mahomes jersey.
Okay, so let's go Tampa Bay. Let's go Tampa Brady.
Okay, and you know what I like about this bet?
I got to shake on it.
I get out of it.
We can shake on it. You want to come over and shake on it?
Come over and shake on it. I fixed his phone, so it's no longer making noise.
Here, shake. Good boy.
Good boy.
All right.
All right. That's that. I get out of a problem. It's super easy.
Is there anything else that we really need to talk about this episode?
I don't know. How long have we been talking?
35 minutes.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does it need to be a full hour? I don't know that it needs to be a full hour.
This is just your green bean special.
The green bean special. That's nice. I like it.
Isn't that great? This is the Mike lost yet another bet special.
Mike rarely loses a bet.
Mike loses all the time. He just doesn't admit it.
Speaking about losing things, if you want to lose your house and you live in Indianapolis, Indiana, look no further than Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie. He's over there. He's over there at Carpenter Realty.
If you want to lose your house?
If you want to sell it. You want to lose it. Oh. That's slang terms. We're in a city. So you want to lose that house, you go ahead and get rid of that house by utilizing Paul Lambie. That's Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis, Indiana. Utilize him. You know what? If you would have let me put some kind of verde sauce.
That would have been delicious.
On the green beans, it might have been tolerable. But it can't be just any verde sauce. It has to be who hurt you verde sauce.
Do you know what? I've just learned about those green beans.
What's that?
They made you smarter because you can say verde now.
Verde.
Very good.
You want who hurt you verde sauce. And you can find that verde. You can find that on Facebook. That's where their website is. They have a page, Who Hurt You. You just go ahead and contact them. Reach out to my good buddy Tim, who's the CEO of the company, and he will send you what you need. Make sure you mention Wisecrack with Winter for a discount. Tim will decide what that is. Maybe free shipping and handling. I don't know. It's up to Tim.
But you need to try it.
Yeah.
Because it is really good.
It is the best verde sauce.
Good job.
On the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Is there one more thing you want to plug? How about Evolve Entertainment?
How about Evolve Entertainment?
Assuming that we are allowed to do shows
right.
in 2021.
Hey, we have two coming up. Three. Two. We have booked two shows for this summer.
Yeah.
We're good to go. Let's hope that it stays that way. Evolve Entertainment for all your entertainment needs. We do weddings. We do birthday parties. We do, what's your favorite word?
Bar mitzvah and bat mitzvahs.
Quinceañera. Very good.
Quinceañeras, because she hablos Espanol, if you'd like a quinceañera. With a tres leches cake.
Tres leches.
Tres leches cake.
Uh-huh. We do... what do we do? We have a DJ.
DJs, a magician, balloon twisters.
Photographer.
An officiant. Everything you need for one for a party underneath one tent. That's Evolve Entertainment. Evolve Entertainment MN.
No, Evolve Entertain.
Evolve Entertain MN.
No MN.
Evolve Entertain.
Nice.
Verde.
Verde.
Verde. Say agua.
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 What does verde, what is that in English?
That means green.
Good job. How about rojo?
That means red.
How about amarillo? Yellow.
Amarillo?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the color of Trump's hair? Orange?
It's yellow.
Oh.
Your daughter got it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and now we're belching up the green
beans. It's in my system. It's running through my system, rotting
things out. It is not rotting anything. You did not throw up. You did a great job.
You didn't even gag.
I did. Trust me. I was gagging.
We got our commercials finished.
We did.
Anything else you want to talk about
no,
before we
I think
close it up?
There's nothing left.
Oh, I think we need to do what did I learn? Because you learned a whole lot.
What could today. I didn't learn anything.
You didn't?
What did I learn?
Eat green beans without being
I learned I hate green beans still.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I'm going to eat green beans is if it's losing a bet.
Right. And you also learned that you're a sucker because you just did another one. Just another
I
bet.
Learned that...
You're a gambler.
I am a gambler. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a problem, but I do like to gamble. What else did I learn? I've learned that you can't mentally trick yourself into liking anything. That's bullshit. If you see that online, it's bullshit. Because I still hate it. I hate it. I don't care if I was some kind of a Navy SEAL. I still would have not been able to mind trick myself into liking that.
Hmm.
There. I sounded like I'm 5. But
you did sound like maybe 6. Yeah. Or 15.
I'll take 15.
We hear that. Well, I mean, that is kind of your mental capacity. We've all learned
that
already.
Oh, my gosh. You want to kick a guy when he's down? I'm like laying there in the fetal position. You're like kicking me.
Yeah, well,
I'm laying there.
That's why you keep me around.
Can't even fight
that's
back.
That's why you put me on.
Hey, make sure you rate and review Wisecracking with Winter on Apple Podcasts.
Because nobody's done it in a long time.
No, nobody has. I wonder why that is.
Mm.
Right?
Everybody's
that busy. Can't do
they
it.
They are. Oh, and send us some messages. Let us know.
Yeah, we got to do another email grab bag thing.
Yeah.
Where I solve problems for you.
We should do an episode on solving people's problems.
We have done it.
We did. Did you miss that one, Emma?
I did.
You can send me an email at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. And if you got some kind of life problem, I will leave your name out of it. And I will try to solve your whatever your problem is.
You can also ask questions for Paul. You can ask
yes.
for me.
If you want a women's touch.
Emma,
if you're a kid.
Tyler can help Emma out if he really feels like it.
Yeah, if he's super into it.
Yeah, he loves it down here in the fun house. You know, we've got some of your other friends, some of your guy
Let's
across
not
the
make
pond.
It too crazy. Let's just, these people, uh-huh. Producer Paul, myself, Victoria, maybe Tyler and Emma, if you're a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can solve all your kid problems.
Possibly. What'd you say, Emma?
Or a really sad adult.
Or a really sad adult, she
or
said.
Or sad adults that need advice from kids.
Or one who's up, like, hanging out trying to sound like he's cool, but he's 46 years old.
Well, if I run into him, I'll tell him to knock it off.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening. I appreciate it. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And I will see you, or I won't see you, thank God. I'll hear you, or you'll hear me next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.